This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mikey on Joy.
So on Sunday, my lovely Mikey, we got to take over the Melbourne Arts Centre Instagram account.
Oh, how exciting.
As part of Open Melbourne, Mikey and I got invited to go down and see the vault underneath the Arts Centre. So down there, they've got all the, what'd they say, stage, ballet, music, memorabilia. So they kind of go there. Goes through to, there was like dioramas that were stage productions from like 70, 80 years ago.
Wow.
Through to drawings of pictures of what the ballet costumes, they've even got the material hanging there. But what I wanted to say, young man over here has a very limited history. I think I came out looking like a know-it-all smartass, didn't I, at one stage there?
Well, yeah. Well, that's like a general thing.
But they pulled out a jacket, a leather jacket, and they said to people, who would own this jacket? And I'm talking the jacket looked like from a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So leather jacket from 1979.
I said Danny Zuko. I thought it was.
Well, Danny Zuko was a pretend character that was played on TV by John Travolta.
I just assumed it's a leather jacket. I assumed it was Grease.
Well, let's just talk about the beginning of it was called the Australian Music Vault. So there was a hint in the first two words of the. Where we went, Australian music. So, vault. But anyway, I'm not having a go. I'm just saying it was
Look,
there.
He flies for Qantas. He thinks he's Australian. So there you go.
So it was for Bon Scott.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I've been to his grave.
So he went so that's in Western Australia.
Yeah, Fremantle.
Down there. That's correct. So I was explaining to Mikey, I mean, what a terrible life. I mean, his death was quite... Yeah. Horrendous. Did you know what happened to him?
Not 100. I do know enough, being a Perth girl, a little bit, but maybe not enough. Tell me more.
Well, so he just had wrote, Highway to Hell album in 1979.
Massive.
So he was just gone over to England. He was over in Europe. They were starting to write Back in Black, which was their next big giant album.
Yep.
Went out on a bender. All his mates put him in a car. It was like a Renault, you know, one of those tacky old cars. Just put him in the car out the bottom of the flat and said, oh, you'll be right, let him sleep it off. When they went and found him in the morning, he was dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so like a Jimi Hendrix or?
Yeah, well, he wasn't 27, he was like 30. So
but other than that.
Alcoholic poisoning. He died from alcoholic poisoning. Which was.
I didn't even know that. How little was
the leather jacket?
It was quite small.
It's only little.
And then we had to explain. Then we got to see Peter Allen's shirt from when my baby goes to Rio and the Maracas.
Still no clue.
I can't believe you don't know Boy Meets World. That's a big one.
Allen is a very important person for the LGBTI community. He was.
I think he's big just even in Australia, like Australia wide.
Yeah,
like
for Australia. I mean, he went and married Liza Minnelli. I mean, he married the daughter of Judy Garland.
He's like huge. You've got to know him.
I've heard Liza Minnelli. I don't know what Liza Minnelli does, but I've heard Liza Minnelli.
I love you.
Oh, God, we've got to teach you. We're going to play a song about that later, but we actually are asking about that. Liza, he married. But unfortunately, he actually then went and died from complications from HIV, being one of Australia's first... famous person to have died at the time. So he has a lot of importance in our history. But the most important thing we got to see, I am talking boxes and boxes and boxes of Kylie Minogue costumes.
Oh, of course. Now you can turn his mic off.
It didn't stop. Then the gold hot pants come out.
The gold hot pants came out.
I couldn't breathe.
Did you steal them?
No, because they watched me like a hawk. It was like I had a sign.
You would have had a target
saying,
on your back.
Please be
when Kylie stuff came out.
It was full on. And then we're standing there and like the lady's talking about something else and I look behind me and there's just shelves. Kylie Minogue's boots from Fever. Kylie Minogue's shoes from this. And I'm just like,
So you didn't get any?
I didn't take any.
He was on his best behaviour.
Well, that was good.
But you need to go to our Instagram and check out all our little stories.
I want to actually watch a... Are you guys going to do a clip or cut it up a bit? Because I want to watch it in like...
Well, it's all in the highlights, but I don't know if we can download the story highlights. You know, Instagram and the technology, it's all so very hard. Confusing.
Wouldn't I still have them on my phone, the videos?
You might, if you want to edit a little video together, Thomas.
Or we'll leave that for Andy. So we've got Mikey... Thank God I have Mikey, because as you know that I handed him my phone and said, you've just got to video the whole lot. But we got to see where Aussie Ostrich was still hidden. In a box?
We did. You know what was my highlight? Was Tom's me time. Just, oh, get me on this one. Get me on that one. It was a bit of, and I loved it. I love being your cameraman. I reckon I could be a little paparazzi.
I was happy for you to get there and get involved. And well, get
I knew nothing about
camera,
anything.
You knew nothing.
He corrected the tour guide at one point and completely embarrassed the man.
I didn't mean to.
He froze up and he was like...
No, don't say that like that. He talked about...
He froze up.
He talked about a designer who did Romeo and Juliet, and he said he's Australian. And I just said, well, look, unfortunately he was born in New Zealand, but I know we're happy to claim him. I didn't mean to correct the tour.
The guy went shaky hands, shaky voice, and he just didn't recover.
Yeah, but there
after
was 10
that.
People there.
Did
that,
not recover.
There was 10 people
that
there
guy.
Listening to that expert.
You can go on as
happening.
Long as you want, but he was shocked that someone had just like ruined that ruined the man's day. He was like, wow, I'm not good at my job. Listen, I'm listening.
There
I'm
was
listening,
10
Tom.
Other people in that tour that needed to know the correct information. I just happened to know a lot of useless information about Australian art, culture,
Tom, you
ballet.
Came in like a wrecking ball, and so did Miley Cyrus. This is Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. You're Tom Mikey and Jess Windows with us.
I still want you to go on and have a look at all our videos from the Art Centre. We had so much fun. And thank you to the lovely Art Centre down there, our favourite person, Cara. We love you so much.
Cara's so lovely.
She has been really good to us. You know, the Melbourne Art Centre is the best place in Melbourne. Why would you want to go anywhere else? You can get a cocktail on one level, see a show on another, and...
Are we going there tomorrow?
I believe we're off to see Modern Millie.
Thoroughly Modern Millie tomorrow.
I love that. We're going to go. And what? Unfortunately, we didn't invite Mikey, so we weren't meant to say it.
I know, I'm still really mad about it.
You would not have wanted to come.
You never know. I like to
I will invite you next time. I promise.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.